When troubles surround us, when evil comes, the body grows weak, and the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, He doesn't forget us. He sends down His love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Well, troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sends down His love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Jesus went down to the waters that day, He was baptized in the usual way. And when it was done, yes, God blessed His Son. He sent down His love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. He sends His pure, sweet, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. A sign from above, on the wings of a dove.
Was Vicky Novak on the Hit Parade. On the road again. Hey, doesn't that sound like on the road again? Yeah, I like it. Did anybody see that Johnny Cash movie? You know, that's a good movie. It's a good spiritual movie. It's like going to a Sunday school lesson. It really is. Not quite so much drums now. Yeah, that's right. We want to hear that bass. Boom, boom. Can you take it on up to an A flat then? A flat? A flat. Okay. Down to E. And then up to A flat. Now let's go to a 2 minor. F sharp. F sharp. F sharp minor, yeah. Then 4. Then 5. Then 1. You guys know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
On the road again. I'm heading on the road to church again. Gonna hear the word of God and share it with my friends. Oh, I can't wait to get up to Bell Road again. Boy, they kind of lost it on that end, huh? We're going to teach them. Okay, goes. One. Okay. We're staying on one. Then we're going to go to a flat at 4-7, which is A flat. There we go. Then we're going to go to a 2 minor, which is F sharp minor. And then A, B, E. Got it? On the road again. I'm heading on the road to church again. Wait, doesn't that sound good? Gonna hear the word of God, then share it with my friends. Oh, I can't wait to get up to Bell Road again. Boy, they've almost got it. Would you sing it with me and help them out? To Bell Road again. To Bell Road again. I'm heading on the road to church again. I'm heading on the road to church again. Gonna hear the word of God, then share it with my friends. Gonna hear the word of God and share it with my friends. Oh, I can't wait to get up the Bell Road again. I'm giving them signals right now. I see this. Okay, here we go. To Bell Road again. Flat at 4. I'm heading on the road to church again. Gonna hear the word of God, then share it with my friends. Oh, I can't wait to get up to Bell Road again. A, B, 1. All right. On the road again. I'm heading on the road to church again. Sing with me. I'm heading on the road to church again. Gonna hear the word of God. Gonna hear the word of God, then share it with my friends. Oh, I can't wait to get up to Bell Road again. Now one more time. On the road again. I'm heading on the road to church again. I'm heading on the road to church again. Gonna hear the word of God. Gonna hear the word of God, then share it with my friends. Oh, I can't wait to get up to Bell Road again. I think we got to do it just one more time. One more time. Here we go. On the road again. I'm heading on the road to church again. Gonna hear the word of God. Gonna hear the word of God, then share it with my friends. Oh, I can't wait to get up to Bell Road again. All right. Thank you, Vicky. Vicky and the Bell Road Boys. Hallelujah. You know, time is running up because I like to come to a close around 15:15. And it's about 8 till. How many of you want a short sermon today? Raise your hand. Short sermon. How many wants a long sermon today? And how many of you want about middle of the road? You see, I just knew that would happen. Who wants to ring the bell? How about Annie? Little Annie Arthur. You want to come on up, Annie? I'm going to let you be a bell ringer today. We're going to choose sides. We're going to pick teams. I want two church planting teams. And I've decided, Ann Arthur, come right on up here, Ann. I'm going to let her ring the bell. And I'm going to let her pick. Ann Arthur, if you were going to plant a church that you wanted to have grow rapidly, who would you pick to come alongside you? And don't pick your friends first. Sometimes your friends aren't as talented at planting a church. Who would you pick? Real quick.
Bobby Andrews.
Bobby Andrews, come on down. Bobby Andrews. Now, just to make things interesting, we're gonna call on Thelma. Come on up here. Thelma, I'm going to take that bell away from you right now. It's not your time yet. Thelma, I'm sorry I don't have a bell for you, dear. But I got something. You know, some Episcopal priests, they have a little cross in their pocket. Have you ever noticed that? But we don't have a cross here. We got this. All right, I want you over on that side. We got the bells and the whistles. And I think in this case it's better than the skins and the shirts, don't you? You know, the Bible is about choice. God is pro-choice. You believe that? Boy, those are some fighting words in a Baptist church. But God is pro-choice. We're going to see that from the Word of God. He's all about choice. Who are you going to pick next? Oh, wait a second. Now, you know who you're going up against. That's a pretty tough captain over there. Who do you want?
I want Jack.
Who? Jack? Jack Calder. Come on down, Jack. All right. And you? Somebody's supposed to be going, me.
Somebody raise their hand out there. John Walker.
John Walker, all right. And Thelma?
Patty Walker.
I guess she topped you on that one.
I want Dylan.
Dylan, okay. Boy, we're getting spiritual over there. Who are you going to get?
Kurt.
Kurt, going to get musical over here.
You know, I want Barry Friesen.
Barry! Boy, we've got landscape and Barry.
Eleanor.
Eleanor. Oh, we got special ministries going over this direction.
Tim Ouellette.
Tim Ouellette. Boy, he's going to be leaving here soon. Yeah, but go ahead, Tim. Where is he? All right. And you?
I want Benita.
Benita, yeah.
You know, we can't do without Renna, but I don't know if she can get on the stage or not. Renna? I'm picking you. Can you get up here or not?
Okay, Renna needs a little help.
I want Gary.
All right. Now what I'm going to have you folks do, I'm going to have you go sit over there, all right? Halfway down. Yep, so Renna can have a seat up there in the choir loft. And would you take your team on up there? No, team captain, stay down here. The rest of the team. Dylan, you help them stay on this side, okay? I don't want them mingling. All right, Gary, you're over there on that side. Team captains, come on up here next to me, all righty? We're going to preach this message together, all righty? Okay. God's pro-choice. Would you turn to Matthew 25 in your Bibles? No, I'm sorry. You guys probably didn't bring your Bibles with you, did you? Listen close, all right? Matthew 25. We're just going to keep on picking teams. Now, Matthew 25, we're going to see this, how this happens here. I'm going to ask Ann to read it for us. Oh, you didn't bring your glasses? Uh-huh. Can you got yours, don't you? Oh, you came. You don't need yours to read. Boy, you guys are a wonderful pair there. All right. Would you read that for me, dear?
How much of it? At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps.
Hold on just a second, all right? Will you read that last time over again at midnight?
At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him."
You ready? Read that one more time. At midnight?
At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him."
Read.
Can we keep reading? Then all the virgins woke up.
Oh. All right. That team gets a demerit. Right there. All right. Minus one. You're going to have to talk to your team members. Showboat. That wasn't yours. That was her side. Yeah, go ahead. At midnight, go ahead. At midnight.
At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him."
Uh-huh.
Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day nor the hour."
Okay, that's about choice. God is pro-choice, and he gives these 10 virgins choice. And, you know, really, there's two teams, a team of 5 and a team of 5. And one team was prepared.
When the bell rang, they were ready to go. When the cry went out at midnight, they were ready. And teams, we need to get ready for this thing. We're not really in competition with one another. But you notice, they did have a choice, didn't they? Out of all the people, first of all, you can't call on somebody you don't know by name, can you? You can say, hey, you. And you might confuse the person behind, next. We got to know God by name, and we got to make sure that He knows our name. And we need to make sure that the community knows the name of Jesus. We've got to teach the name of Jesus. This is the choice. It's their choice. Two teams, 5 and 5. One's wise and one's foolish. Now, if we were picking names for the team, you know, I picked them today, the Ringers and the Whistlers. But who would want to be called the Winners? Go ahead and raise your hand if you want your team to be the Winners. And who wants to be on the team called the Losers? Is there anybody here who wants to be on the losing team? You do? Well, you know, I'm sorry, dear. There's always a couple in a crowd. They don't care if they lose. I've got 4 kids, and I want all of them to be winners. And that's why they need to hear God's word. And now let's see. Who's the youngest one up there? We don't need to call. Kurt raises his hand, weighing in at 74 years old. You notice that the captains tend to pick people that they know well. Teenagers, do you know these ladies by name? And if so, when they're planting a church, why didn't they pick you first? Why weren't you in the top 3? Was there some reason for it? And I asked them, don't just pick your friends. But oftentimes we do just pick our friends. We don't pick the person who's best equipped. I think that maybe Thelma picked Kurt because she wanted a singer in the batch. Or she just thought he was a nice guy. I don't know why. There's some reason she picked Jack to plant a church. She said he's smart. How many people in school, grade school, would have been picked in the top 5 if the captains were going to be team captains for a spelling bee? If you think you would have been in the top 5 picked, got a young lady here, good speller. Jimmy, good speller. Janine. All right, good. I'm going to call on this little girl, Alexis, to come on up here and spell a word for me. She's a good speller. She's quite confident. You've all known her since she was a baby, haven't you? Her name's Alexis. I can spell her name. A-L-E-X-I-S, right? All right, I would like for you to spell. It's a name. It should be common to Bell Road Baptist Church. The word is Kowalczyk, as in Gary Kowalczyk.
Q.
All right, you can sit down. You can have a seat. At least you got that U in with the Q. It was a good guess. Kowalczyk, Ann.
K-O-L-V. I-C-H.
And you can't do something or other. Thelma Kowalczyk, as in Janet Kowalczyk. She can spell Janet. You know what? I had a teacher in 11th grade that made us learn the names of everybody in this class because we were going to be competing together. It was Distributive Education Clubs of America, and we were going to be going to local contests, regional contests, state competitions, and even possibly to nationals. And the way they started the training, the conditioning for us to think as a team, to at least get somebody to win some competition so that we as a team could go to state and go to nationals, the teacher made us all memorize the correct spelling of everybody's name, not just the first name. How many of you are avoiding somebody because you forgot their name? I'm saying you're avoiding them at church. You don't go up and just, we've got one here that's honest. Is there anybody else? You know, sometimes it's not, you know, it's not your cologne or your antiperspirant that's failing it. It's because the person doesn't know your name. They've met you several times. And I'll tell you, the big giveaway is if they come up to you and say, hey, brother, how you doing? Hey, sister. Now, you know, that's a cover-up. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. Who are you going to pick next? Yeah, you're going to choose one. Go ahead. And I think I'd choose a younger one if I were you. You need some youth to run this race. Patrice. Okay. Maybe you could get a little edgier than Patrice.
You know, I've got to pick Ben.
Ben. All right.
Will.
Lightning round.
Where is Will?
He's in the booth up there.
Do you want me to stay young?
Okay, you know.
Okay. Marcy.
All right. Lightning round. I want you to pick within 3 seconds. Come on. It's tough. Get on the microphone. It's going on the radio.
What about Karen?
Karen?
Yay.
Vicky.
Oh. Here I am thinking. Janet.
Jesse.
Renee.
Bertha.
Let me think. Dennis.
Dan.
Dennis.
Do we need Dennis on this side? That's your husband? It's like she picks her husband after about 15 others for a church planting team of winners.
Well, I got to take mine now, Jimmy.
All right, that's enough. We're going to stop with the husbands. All right, now go sit with your team, all righty?
Go sit with your team.
And we've got Will that's going to be on this side over here. All right. Oh, you came down. All right, goody. All right. I want to show you another thing from the same chapter, Matthew 25. Again, verse 14. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey. What will be like a man going on a journey? The kingdom of God will be like a man going on the journey. We talked about team effort. But now we're going to talk about individual effort, individual opportunity to choose. This man who's going away on a journey calls his servants and entrusts his property to them. Foolish, wise, winners, losers, whistles, ringers. You're going to choose what you're going to be, what your name is going to be. As individuals, we impact the rest of our team. And I would venture to guess that God has entrusted to each member of each team and to each captain a certain number of talents. Jesus says in verse 15, to one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went and at once put his money to work and gained 5 more. Ann, where are you? Ann, you better figure out who in your team has 5 talents and teach them how to invest wisely. Not just 1 of the 5, not just 3 of the 5, but look at your team and see who you have and help them to make wise investments of all 5. Because how he does with the investment God has entrusted to him reflects on the whole team. Thelma, now listen here. Maybe it seems like Ann's team's got 2 or 3 people with 5 talents. And you look over your team and you just see a lot of 2s. You don't see a whole lot of 5s. Good news. The one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and he hid his master's money. There is a difference between planting a seed and burying a seed. It might look the same. Going to church on Sunday morning, getting up, getting dressed, getting on that road again, on down to where you're going to hear the word of God again. That's good. That's getting some seed. And God blesses sowers with seed, just as he had with your team members. To one he gave 5, to another he gave 2.
This person only had one and buried it rather than investing it. He buried it rather than plant it. To plant something is with expectation that God is going to somehow bring some water to that seed. And then maybe some workmen, some husbandmen are going to get in there and pull some weeds and fertilize that seed and do everything they can to make that seed grow. Realizing that God's the one who's going to bring the water. And Lord willing, He'll bring an increase. And if all I did was increase one more with the one seed I had been entrusted with, God would have said to me, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Now, if I'm speaking the Word of God, even though you don't have your Bibles with you, team members, if I just spoke the Word of God, could you say amen?
Amen.
Now, are you just saying it because I expected to, because I'm nodding my head saying, say amen? Huh? Or is it in the Word? It's in the Word. Because listen to this. Matthew, what chapter?
25.
Matthew 25. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Would you say those same words along with me? "Well done, good and faithful servant." Let's say it again. "Well done, good and faithful servant." Let's say it one more time. "Well done, good and faithful servant." I think those ought to be words that we say regularly to the members of the team that God has chosen for us to work alongside. God has chosen captains in His church. He calls them leaders. He raises up people to lead. And if you don't become the very best leader you can be, somebody on your team is going to outgrow you, and they're going to go and find somebody with better leadership abilities than you because they want to grow. They want to invest all 5 of their talents, not just 3. So, Ann, it's really up to you to think outside the box, to stretch. Thelma, I think you're going to be a good leader. And you can have anybody on this team as long as you get to him or her before your sister. Listen to these other words. I don't even want to hear these words in this church. I don't even want to hear them even once. The man who had received the 1 talent came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you're a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid." Everybody say afraid.
Afraid.
We don't need to be afraid of anything but God. A healthy fear of God keeps us from making a lot of stupid mistakes. So coaches, tell your people, the only one to be afraid of is God. And if you've got a healthy fear of God, He's going to give you courage to invest your talent. So he's magnifying his fear to his master. "I was afraid and I went out and I hid your talent in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you." And his master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant." Everybody say that. You wicked, lazy servant. I don't want to hear any of you using those words in this church. I don't want you to ever look at somebody and say to them, "You wicked, lazy servant." We don't need those words on our team. We want to be winners, all of us. We want to win. We want to get to know each other's name. You know what's really in a name is character. That's what your name is all about. God is shaping your character. He will give you a new name. And that name carries the family name, Christ, Jesus, the Messiah, the Promised One. We find refuge in His name. We have the authority to do this thing, to be winners in His name. It's all or nothing. Will you say that with me? All or nothing. Say it one more time. All or nothing. It is? Can you find that anywhere in the Bible, all or nothing? If you're confident and you know you can find it in the Bible somewhere, go ahead and raise your hand. I'm not going to make you. Go ahead and raise your hand. I'm not going to. Golly. Gary said he can find it in the Bible, and I'm keeping my promise. I'm not going to put you on the spot. Oh, you know, good. I'm not going to call on you, dear, but I bet it's exciting. So, really, that's good. Team captains, you should pay attention. John 15. Is that what you were thinking, Gary? Is that what you were thinking, Marcy? John 15. Let's turn to it, all you with your Bibles. Anne, Thelma, I want you to make sure that your team players have Bibles, personal Bibles. We're going to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. And that means getting to know our Bible. Do you know that our church constitution says that all members of Bell Road Baptist Church will maintain personal daily devotions? You know, you can have a personal daily devotion by getting up and going for a walk and talking to the Lord, looking out at that big sky, looking at those trees, getting on the road again, setting the cruise control to 7 miles over the speed limit. I mean, you can have a personal daily devotion without a Bible in your hands, but I'll tell you something, you won't be filled on a daily basis with the Word of Christ dwelling in you unless you get familiar with the text God has delivered to us. John chapter 15. I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Personal, daily devotions. Remain in me and let my word remain in you. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Everybody say, you can do nothing. Say it with me. You can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Let's get that clear. Some of you have lots of talent. Devil spoke to Jesus in the wilderness and said, you know, you stick with me and you can go a long way. If you'll stick with me, just sign on the dotted line. Bow down and worship me and I can give you all this. All the kingdoms of the world have been given to me and I can give it to anyone I choose. But Jesus didn't do it, did he? Likewise, you who have 2 talents, 3 talents, 4, 5 talents. Look at this cream of the crop team up here. Now some of you, you know you ought to be up there. Thelma just doesn't know your name. She's been calling you sister for the last couple of years. She just couldn't think of your name. And some of you, you know that you've watched Anne in action. And as soon as she starts to see you in action, she's going to realize you're kindred spirits. You've got the same kind of spirit. You're a can-do person. And if you go, ooh, 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 and she sees you, she's going to say, come on. Be part of my winning team. You know, the wonderful thing about this, that if we scrimmage a little bit, we condition ourselves, we're going to be a winning church. I just did this as an illustration that God knows us all by name. And he wants to pick you to come forward today. To get your life right with him. You may have been a really powerful force for the kingdom of God a couple years back. But you kind of been getting lazy. Not necessarily wicked. Just comfortable. And you know your life is supposed to be a whole lot more than that. Today you can come forward and say, Lord, here am I. Choose me. Choose me for that task you want to do. I know you've chosen me already from the foundation of the world. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm going to heaven. But Lord, I don't want to just retire. I want to get rewired. And Lord, I don't want to be considered is not much use just because I'm young. I want to be like Timothy with a Paul saying to me, don't let anyone look down on you just because you're young. Instead, live your life as an example in purity, in your speech, in your behavior. Let others look at you, no matter how old you are, and say, you know, I could learn something from him. I asked my son Daniel about his coaches. He's had four coaches. One coach was kind of a loser. Team didn't do very good. And I said, why didn't you like that coach? And when he really thought about it, he said, because he didn't really condition us. He didn't ask very much of us. Why? He said, well, because everybody complained. So he let up. We never really conditioned. I asked him, how do you like your current coach? He said, oh, he works us. I said, how do you like him? He goes, he's good. Yesterday, my son Daniel was in a wrestling tournament. He called me to report. The first match, he was winning it. But then the guy got the best of him and he got pinned. He lost. Is he a loser? No. You know why? Because his father has told him he's a winner. His father has great expectations for him. And though you might get pinned once in a while, it doesn't mean you give up just because you lost once. He knows that. He didn't even need that pep talk from Dad. Because he's telling me a story. He goes out for the second match. And he wins it. Not by a pin, but 16-6. Then the third one. This guy was faster than him. This guy was better than him. Got the best of him, you know, and I don't know what they call it, but he gets that little break, then goes back again. Second round. And for some reason, the other guy was making some stupid moves, making some mistakes. That's exactly the way Daniel put it. He is like his defense was down and his offense was off. It just was making some stupid moves. And Daniel just started pressing in. And he said, I was going for it. Going for a half. Now, I don't know what that is. I could guess. But he said, I was going for a half and I was going after it. Even though in some ways he could have been intimidated. And then he heard the voice of his coach saying, how much do you want it, Daniel? And then he pressed in. And he pinned the guy. I'm on the cell phone talking to him. I said, is that what made it for you? The coach asking you, how much do you want it? Daniel. And he said, yes. See how valuable you are, Ann, to your teammates? Thelma, do you see how valuable you can be to those people that you've come to know by name? You know what their strengths are, and you know some of what their fears are. But you could ask them, how much do you want it? I'm right here with you. And that's my job as your head coach. That's my job as your pastor, to get to know you by name. And right now, we're just scrimmaging. You know what coaches do? I only know because of the movies. They used to have these films. Did you ever see any of those movies where the coach has got his assistants there with him? You know, it's just like Pastor Rob and Thelma and Ann, and they're watching 16-millimeter films. Entertainment? No, what are they watching? They're watching plays, aren't they? And oftentimes they're watching what the opposition is doing so that they can get ready for offense and for defense. Amen? Mm-hmm. Do you think that that has a role to play in the church? That analogy, that picture? We could film our game this morning, and if we would attend to our ways, we could take it up a notch easily. Remembering we're all on one team. There's nobody in this team, even these two scrimmaging teams, nobody against one another. The only one we're against is the thief who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I'm going to close with this. I've told you that Jesus is pro-choice. He gives you a choice. God gave Joshua a choice. Joshua 24:5, you don't need to turn to it, but Joshua is talking to his team, and he's saying, some of you, You're just going to choose to follow after the gods of those on the other side of the flood in your life. And he says, and some of you, you're going to choose to follow the gods of the culture in which you find yourself planted today. Oh, you're leaving the past behind, but today tastes pretty sweet to your carnal lips. But then Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Well, that's kind of man I want to be for me and my house. I want to have it for me first, Ann. I want it for you first, Thelma. I want it for you first. As for me and my team, don't ask anybody on your team to do something you wouldn't be willing to do, to make a sacrifice you wouldn't be willing to make. I think that coach that's getting down there saying, how much do you want it? Is one that would love to be right in the middle of that if he could. But his role has changed to one to, who inspires others. To just work the, to work their field as hard as they can, as smart as they can. You have heard it said, work smarter, not harder. Coach Rob has a new word for you. Work smarter and harder. I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel. Just watch the films. And let's get our defensive strategy intact. Let's have a few plays ready to go. Ready to go. Ready to go. Ready. When the cry goes out, who's ready? I'm ready to do something. Who's ready? Who's prepared? It's not time to be foolish. God's pro-choice. He gave Joshua a choice, and Joshua chose God's pro-life. We're going to close with this. John chapter 10, verse 10. Do you know it, Ann? Do you know it, Thelma? You know, that my role as pastor, first of all, going to find out who my captains are. My captains are those men and those women, those teenagers, even the boys and the girls who want to be involved in a God-sized assignment. If you're available, he will make you able. God is more into availability than ability. If you're available to him, he will prepare you. He'll raise up pastors and teachers and evangelists and prophets. He'll raise up leaders, coaches, who will come in his name. He'll remind you of this word from John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Some people don't choose life. They choose the wrong captain. The thief has promised them the kingdoms of this world, and they fall for it. The thief only comes to steal from them. He doesn't come to coach them into anything good. He comes to steal, even to use her decision to steal from somebody else, to kill somebody else, to destroy something good that's being worked in another person's life. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come that you might have, let's hear it again, team.
Life.
I have come that you might have,
life.
And have it more abundantly. Oh, boy, team, now that was good. Both of you teams, winners. Woo! All right. Why don't you guys stand up while I sing a little parting music. Go back to your seats, all right? On the road again. I'm heading on the road to my seat again. I've heard the word of God, and I'll share it with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. All right. I'm going to ask those who have been previously have come to help at the altar. Men and women, I've asked to be here as prayer warriors. Would you come and stand up here at this time? I'm going to bring the lights down. Curtin and the music team will come forward. We're going to sing a song, just one song, then we're going to be dismissed. This song is called Speak to My Heart, Lord Jesus. You know, sometimes we're all caught up in the outward, the exteriors of a sermon, and we haven't really let it speak to us, to our own personal situation yet. But every week from Sunday to Sunday, we're going to have this one song. We're going to have this opportunity for you to just respond to why God brought this message to us today. At this time, I'm going to ask you to stand, and if you would like to pray, I need a couple more men and women down here on this side, please. We just have men and women who are prayer warriors. If there's a burden on your heart, you'd like to pray about it during the singing of this song. I ask you to come forward and just join hands with somebody and pray. Where two or more agree as touching anything, it shall be done. You know, the Lord's will shall prevail as we give word we give voice to the desire He places in our heart. And at the conclusion of this song, we'll maintain an atmosphere of prayer. I'll close in prayer and we'll quietly dismiss out into the reception area. We'll save all talking and greeting until you reach that reception area so that this might remain a place of prayer. Will you sing with us? And come to the altar.
Speak to my heart, Lord Jesus. Speak that my soul my heart, Lord Jesus, calm every doubt and fear.
Speak to my heart,
oh speak to my heart, speak to my heart, I pray. Yielded and still, seeking thy way.
Could you have a seat just for a moment? We're going to keep the lights down and ask the prayer warriors to stay where you're at, please. But I'd like to draw your attention to this couple standing here next to Wolfgang. Christy was with us last week, and she checked out our website, and she wrote me an email, and we've corresponded a few times. She told me about her family and told me about her husband, Kurt. And it was her charge to go find a church that they might join. Now, they come forward today as candidates for membership in this church. And I told Selena earlier this morning that 2 weeks from today, we're going to have a membership class. I'll be conducting it. It'll be a three-hour class from 2 until 5, 2 weeks from today. So if you're one who would like to just spend 3 hours with me talking about the constitution of our church and our vision and our strategy for accomplishing that vision, I'd like you to join Christy and Kurt, and Selena, and others with me 2 weeks from today. Now I'm going to ask our Deacon Wolfgang to take Kurt and Christy out to the foyer where those of you who would like to greet them and welcome them into this exciting adventure they're embarking upon today, to have that opportunity. They've agreed to this, and so I'm going to ask Wolfgang if you'll go ahead and take them out right now, and the rest, let us pray together. Father, we just want to thank you that you've given us favor in the eyes of Kurt and Christy. And Lord, that they have a desire on their heart that seems like a very good desire, that they think they found a church where the Word of God is preached and where God is rightly worshiped. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you that that is the presentation we offered to visitors today. Now, Lord, we pray that you will just be with us throughout this day and in this room where you have yet to do business in someone's heart. We pray that this will be a house of prayer, not a den of thieves, and not a house of merchandise, but a simple house of prayer.